Alive 90.5.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. A new COVID-19 variant has emerged in Victoria's outbreak, putting health authorities on alert. Genomic sequencing from two cases in a West Melbourne family has revealed they are infected with the Delta variant, which has become the predominant variant in India. It remains unclear how that family, which also travelled to New South Wales' south coast, contracted the virus. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the exact source of the strain is not yet known.
We are examining who is the likely index case in this family and therefore trying to trace back where this variant has been picked up. We're working with our New South Wales, ACT and Commonwealth counterparts in that regard.
The federal government and Victoria have reached an agreement on an alternative quarantine facility after criticism that hotel quarantine is not up to standard. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
Victorian Acting Premier James Molino has confirmed he and Prime Minister Scott Morrison have signed a memorandum of understanding.
This is a very, very good outcome for Victorians and for all Australians.
The quarantine facility will be built at either Avalon or Mickleham on the outskirts of Melbourne. Mr Molino says it will abate risks of leaks from hotel quarantine, which has seen 21 breaches since the pandemic began. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
An Adelaide-based aviation company has bought two former US military Black Hawk helicopters to bolster Australia's aerial firefighting resources. Aerotech says the choppers will be a game changer in efforts to combat bushfires across the country in the coming summer. This responds to a key finding of the recent Bushfires Royal Commission that state and federal governments should develop an Australian sovereign aerial fleet. Aerotech Managing Director Sam McCabe says it also overcomes the issue of relying on Northern Hemisphere-based helicopters, which is becoming more problematic as the length of the bushfire season is getting longer in both hemispheres. General practitioners say laws discouraging GPs from seeking mental health support need to change. As Emily Minnie reports, one in four doctors reported a decline in their mental well-being through the pandemic.
The Royal Australian College of General Practitioners says mandatory reporting laws in the profession can intimidate GPs and discourage them from seeking mental health treatment.
The mental health of our community is really important to look after. Doctors, patients, the community, we'll all be feeling this incredible challenge that we've had to face in our world.
RACGP President Dr. Karen Price says the mandatory reporting laws don't exist to punish but need to be adjusted because of the misconceptions about them.
The practice of medicine is really tough. We have to journey with patients through some really tough diagnoses.
The calls for change coincide with Crazy Socks for Docs Day, where GPs wear colourful, novelty or mismatched socks to advocate for mental health.
To sport and in tennis, clay court machine Rafael Nadal celebrated his 35th birthday with a straight sets win over Richard Gasquet as he stormed into the third round of the French Open. Roger Federer also progressed to the third round overnight with a four-set win over Marin Cilic. And in rugby league, Queensland star Cameron Munster has declared he will play in next week's State of Origin opener despite a troublesome foot injury. The 5'8" trained with the team yesterday.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
It's 4 minutes past one here on Alive 90.5. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Matt, currently 4 minutes past one. And we are currently sitting at 19.5 degrees, still sunny out there. It's a great afternoon, I must say. We're going to have tops of 20 today. Late showers, it's looking like 60% chance of rain. Saturday, tomorrow, tops of 17, mostly sunny. And Sunday, it's going to be a sunny day, tops of 19.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Kingsgrove M8 motorway in the main tunnel. One of two westbound lanes are closed. Exercise caution in the tunnel there. And Millers Point Western Distributor approaching the Sydney Harbour Bridge. One of three northbound lanes are closed. Exercise caution around there. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario and Matt. We've had an very, very, very inspiring conversation so far with Matt Grant. We've invited Matt for the full 2 hours for one simple reason. He's an inspiration. He's authentic. And he does... He is a literal example of what mental fitness is. He's someone who has faced adversity, currently still facing adversity, and making the most out of it. He is someone who is... an inspiration for me personally, for Mario, and for everyone that he meets. I was very honored and blessed to have to be working alongside him at St. John Paul II Catholic College. Having him there to share his story there at the workshop was such a powerful, powerful moment. And we've had a very interesting conversation so far, Matt. I got to say, how have you felt so far? It's been a big conversation. I've loved every minute of it. How have you felt?
Mate... whenever we speak, I feel good. You know, whenever I get to share this stuff with the world, I feel good, you know, because I know that this stuff can help people. You know, I know there's people out there who might be struggling, and it might give them a bit of inspiration to speak up or to go to a mental health event, or, you know, to start to look after their health a little bit better.
Perfect, perfect. Matt, we left off on quite an interesting note. Really, really interesting note. And it's something that personally really stood out to me. Why? Because I'm a firm believer everything comes from within, and everything starts with you. Everything starts with you. Now, you mentioned at the time you were willing to take medication, anything. You're taking 16 pills every single morning. 16 pills every morning, and then 10 pills every evening. That's a lot of medication to be taking and to be pumping in through your body. Yet there were some pills you would take where you thought, oh, this is it. I've got it. I found it. The next morning you would wake up and things weren't as good. Now, there's another part to that that you added onto that really stood out to me, which was I wanted to get better. So something within you, a voice inside of you that was a driving force to say, no, things can be different. Things can change and I want to change. Do you think that it comes from within? Because we look externally, these medications, all these therapies. What about within us? Or if the one place we're not looking is one place that it could be found.
Totally, ma'am. And when you're younger, you don't know about that. You don't know the deeper stuff. And I guess when you go through things like we've been through from a mental health standpoint, it makes you explore further, you know, and think, you know, what can I do and what do I have to do to get better? But when you're younger, you think, okay, what tablet can I take? Because what is the body? What is health? You know, no one really understands exactly what's going on when they're a kid, right? Teenager for yourself, and I guess a young adult, like just in my early 20s. Like, I don't know how to be healthy. I know how to get shredded. I know how to put on muscle. You know, I know how to lose weight. But I don't know how to work the immune system and, you know, energize myself. And yeah, so does it come within? Mate, it all comes with it from within. That's why I'm leaning further down the mental health space at the moment.
It seems to be something that is external to what everyone is actually talking about, right? It's because it's internal. It's something that isn't physical, right? When I say it isn't physical, it's not something you can show people. Like, your driving force behind you, things can be better, I really want to get better. You can't show someone that. You can only be that for yourself. Can that be taught to everyone, do you think? Can everyone have that? Firstly, do you think everyone has that voice inside of them?
Oh, no way. No way. I mean, I think we've got to go through adversity to learn some of this stuff, right?
And oh, of course,
the adversity that we go through is what teaches us to, you know, dive within and gives us power to want to, you know, explore more, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. So where did your want to explore more come from?
From feeling miserable. It came from not wanting to live like that anymore. It came from looking at my friends out there partying and enjoying life and being happy and, you know, thinking, why can't I be like that? I want to be able to run a proper business and, you know, exercise properly and, you know, do normal young adult things and not have to suffer anymore. And that's where the drive came from. Like, I couldn't live like that anymore, you know. And sure, that's put me in some pretty low points, and you know, I've questioned life here and there, you know, because I didn't want to live. If I had to live my whole life in that headspace of chronic fatigue and depression all those years ago, I don't know how much longer I want to be here.
It's interesting what you say right now. Like, you know, that might reflect to you as well. I've been in a situation when I saw what a life and death looks like, and then, you know, ends in a split second. But I'm curious how the part of the brain stays intact when you need to, when you start thinking, developing the thoughts that my life is worthless. And I always come back to one thing, Matt. You know, Matt Caruana said a few times, and from very first day I done an interview with him, he said the moment he wake up in a hospital, he realized he's alive. He said, I'm freaking worthless. I can't even take my own life. Do you understand the complexity in the brain? Like, everything is being shutting down. You feel bad and, you know, depressed, everything else, but yet the brain is still thinking about ending the life. How this works, you know what I mean? This is for me phenomenal. So, you know what I mean? Guys, you know, like, I truly admire you for these ones. Yeah, Matt, do you breathing? Okay, so just like, you know, like it's eating the dishes as well.
Look, I think that a lot of this comes from rock bottom. You know, we reach our rock bottom, whatever that may be, and then might sound cheesy, but there's only one way, right? You hit a point. All of our rock bottoms is different. I feel like, you know, I had a breakdown a couple years ago, and I thought time might be up for me, and the headspace I was in was so poor, but there was a little voice inside me that said, you reach out to people right now.
What do you think when you, let's go reflect this, both of your opinions now, right? You know, now, sorry, I retract this word opinions. What is your perception? Because you both, you know, experienced the dark parts of the life, you know, your mind, it's gone into some other direction, which is only the strength you have inside yourself and people who help you to come back. But when you see the social media, Matt, or you, Mr. MG, you know, and seeing all these guys, you know, like portraying, you know, beautiful life and everything else, do you see in them potentially depression's going to develop, or they're going to be mentally exhausted?
Well, put it this way, I see help. I see a counselor, psychologist, I can't remember what her exact job title is, but she's a professional, and we were speaking about this topic, about Instagram and, you know, how, why is everyone else's lives look good, and she said, Matt, some of those people that you see with a million followers who live in big houses and they're sitting in the same seat that you are, they're here in my office seeking professional help.
Really?
Promise. This was yesterday. Yesterday I had this conversation with her. Yeah. You showcase your, like, look at your...
But they become our role models. I don't say, like, you know, that some of those guys in a big mansion or whatever it is, you know, my role models. But, you know, do I have the, you know, maybe more things in my life? Yes, of course. You know, I'll not lie. You know, I mean, it's a pure ego talk. You know, I mean, I like to have the brand new car. You know, I mean, some Maserati, whatever it is. But the thing is, like, I'll never expect that you're going to say this, what you say right now, that, you know, the person you see on professional level... she told you that people who has a million followers sitting in a chair alongside with you, you know what I mean, who doesn't have a million followers.
It's interesting. What goes through my mind is like when you see the flashy cars, the six pack, the lights, the girls, everything.
I just want to say, I forgot the girls as well. So.
Like, yeah. What goes through my mind is what's behind that, and what are they like behind the camera? off camera.
But do you believe that people
when portraying, they're by themselves?
But do you feel that people portraying themselves on camera because?
Well, they have a certain image to portray. They have a certain image and brand that they need to uphold, and regardless of how they feel, they want to uphold that brand.
Yeah, but how I feel satisfied is if I, let's just say, Mario Beckers does this, which I don't, obviously, clearly, but let's just say I, you know, have the house and, you know, I'm just a double bay, right, whatever, Rascotis Bay or Vaucluse, nice house, a lot of girls, you know, Maserati Park, but how this satisfies me?
It's external. It's not internal happiness and joy. I believe each and every one of us, Matt, Mario, everyone in the world, deep down, if you were to ask, what do you want out of life? What it's going to come down to is joy, happiness, fulfillment, contentment, a joy for life. And you can't achieve joy, true joy and long-term happiness, fulfillment through external validation. It has to come from within.
Interesting. Yeah. That's more I'm thinking, like, you know, try to understand why then the social media loves those with a million followers, right?
Because it's flashy, because it's pretty.
It's ego-driven, right? I'm not saying that every single person out there they must be depressed. But we hide up our insecurities by, like, I posted a thing on Instagram today saying I'm going to be on the radio again.
Yeah.
And that makes me look, wow. And I even think when I post it, I'm like, oh, shit, people are going to think that, you know, I'm showing off and whatever. Like, I'll tell you right now that in one of the lowest points I've ever been in, if not the lowest, I just bought a brand new car. I looked amazing. I just bought a house. And this is, I'm 21. I bought an apartment, you know.
Yeah.
I had a great job. I had so many friends. And that was some of the darkest days of my life.
Yeah. So say again, you have a lot of what?
What did I say?
A lot of friends?
Well, yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. Why is that there?
Can you show me that? No, I've got heaps of friends now.
Because you smell like the shovel. The shovel is for free.
No.
That's like, okay. Well, I'll take a short break before we discover why the Matt Grant doesn't take the shower. Smells nice. It was with his friends. You're listening to Live 90.5. He's listening to us with Matt and Mario. And we are truly privileged having the expert in the studio with us today who doesn't hold the brakes. He shares his knowledge, experience, and the values you need to insert in yourself to love yourself and find the inner happiness, as a Matthew Caruana says. And we'll take a day on the break.
Alive 90.5. Yeah, I want that thing, it's a doo-wop. Baby, baby, don't stop. It's a doo-wop. Don't stop. Yeah, want that thing. My body is calling, it wants you, it told me to tell ya. Oh, yeah, yeah. I felt it the second you touched me and rubbed up against it. Oh, yeah, yeah. If I don't get it, it ain't gonna be okay. If I don't touch it, you'll be making a mistake. You're feeling the ocean beneath me, let me pull you under. Oh, yeah, yeah. Wanna do all of the things that I've been wanting to do. Want you wrapped around my body like a dragon tattoo. I've been hungry for a flavor and the flavor is you. Boy, tell me what to do.
I'm open, I'm open, I'm open. Come in and hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling is slow cooked for that big crunch and taste. Put some crunch in your munch. As a 100% Australian-owned business, Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling have been supplying deliciously crispy snacks in three crunch-tastic flavours, barbecue, chilli and original, to pubs, bottle shops, grocers and butchers in the Hills District. Order some now by visiting our website at penniescrackling.com.au, spelt with a Y, or calling 02-8068 9664.
Station sponsor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration's strict testing of COVID-19 vaccines ensures approved vaccines are safe and effective. All vaccines are thoroughly tested for safety before they are approved for use in Australia. COVID-19 vaccines prevent serious sickness and death and help to protect you, your family and the community. For more information, call 1-800-020-080. For translating and interpreting services, call 131-450.
22 minutes past one here on Alive 90.5. This is Your Sound, Your Community Business Insights with Mario and Matt.
And Matt Caruana and Mario Beck is discovering why Matt Grant, he lost all his friends. So he shared before we took a break because he doesn't take the shower. So can you share with us why you took a shower?
Them right
and
there.
That's what it is. So, you know, thank you to everybody who joining us today in the studio, Alive 90.5. 905.com.au website, press the button alive, listen live now, or come tonight on the website, same alive 905.com.au, and hear this very strong and powerful interview, which not just going to inspire you, but you have the new friend in your life. His name is Matt Grant, who been there, still doing and helping others who struggle with mental health, along with the Matt Caruana. So jokes aside, I know you didn't lose your friends because you have no shower, but it was interesting to see you say that, because one simple reason, I know, affected me a few times in life, you know, and people disappear when you're down the bottom. So that's the reason why I'm asking you, can you just explain us that phenomena? You got a great car, you bought a unit, you had a business, you're a good looking man, but yet everything's gone down to the south.
Yeah, it's like we kind of discussed before the break, is this big thing called ego. You know, we have to show society that we're better than everybody else. And I think this is a big thing in Sydney, in particular. I don't think it's as bad in other parts of the world. I could be wrong, but in Sydney, it's always, you know, you see someone doing something good and you think, oh, what, I've got to be better than that, you know. And to the point where I feel like people are lying. You know, people are posting things. Instagram, you can post whatever you want, right? I could post a photo of me from 5 years ago where I had like a 8-pack.
Yeah.
And, you know, people could think that that's me now.
Sorry, it was an 8-pack. I have the bottle back in.
What's wrong? I'm like, even 5 years ago. So what's the 8-pack, please?
I can't show you right now because...
Please don't take your shirt off. I'm not interested in that one. Just describe, you know, miss.
Great physique, let's just say. I had a
the
great
guard
physique.
Of,
but look, yeah. But in all seriousness, like someone with chronic fatigue who can barely get out of bed, I was still so... I still had to work on my body and make myself look good so people still thought that I was okay.
So you had to keep up an image of this ripped guy with an APAC, phenomenal physique, even though you were exhausted.
Yeah, and down and depressed, and, you know, it definitely wouldn't have made things better. Sure, like, I went and saw a doctor once and, you know, he got me to take my shirt off. And he looks and goes, how could you be depressed? He literally said that to
the
me.
The doctor said,
yeah,
that.
Because,
wow,
I looked, I looked, I was training twice, I was still trying to train twice a day, I wasn't eating much food, and this was in the early stages of it when I didn't, you know what I had to be doing, but, you know.
You said something very interesting, and that's like, I can't relate to the health-wise, but, you know, we talk about fatigue, and fatigue, it's very dangerous thing. And I do remember on military academy, we learn about fatigue in the army, right? Particularly combat. And the one example which is going to be related to you, you're talking from your experience, which is the past, which is fatigue, and many people ignoring. But 1812, for those who don't know, Napoleon Bonaparte invaded Russia, and his army grandee, he went into Russia, then being defeated, a scorched policy, coming back. But the reason why they lost in Russia was a fatigue, was a mental fatigue, because the people be distanced from their homes, missing their families, anything else. And that fatigue actually put the entire army into the position to they couldn't fight anymore, even the numerically better equipped, everything else, so not just the winter. And fatigue, it's the biggest enemy of the brain. Now, when I said this Napoleon and your one, is that we don't learn nothing from the past. And again, I'm inviting everybody to listen, Matt Grant. He has his podcast, and you can come on live905.com.au, our website, and the podcast with Matt and Mario. You can hear the true experience of somebody who is suffering from fatigue, and he recognizes this time that, you know, for that one, I admire you, because you don't talking, you know, theoretically, like most of people. And the fatigue, it's a very dangerous thing.
So. I think it's underestimated as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know that when I'm in a low point, you know, when I'm depressed, when I'm, you know, anxious, I'm exhausted, and, you know, and that's what kind of gets me. And
how do people fight this thing? You know, let's go into the South State, where the narrative is like, you know, the virus this and that. Virus is this, but you know, congratulate everybody for the fighting this lockdown for last, I don't know how many, 200 days, which is a lot of days being locked for the 23 hours. How do you fight fatigue? That's how we recognize how we fight.
I mean, look, you recognize it through the obvious, right? I mean, you're tired all the time, and you know, it could be, you can get fatigue from so many different areas, right? Are you working long hours? Are you not sleeping enough? But one thing that we forget about, I feel, is the basics. The sleep, the exercise, the nutrition, the sunlight, the connections, so the people that we're hanging around. I mean, you could be exhausted, right? You could have a big night or whatever, and then you go and see a mate who makes you laugh, and straight away you're just back to like, whoa, you're laughing again, and you know, that state that you're in is shocked because you're with someone that you care about, you know. But we forget, there's no doubt that as a society we forget about the basics. We get caught up in the drugs that we need to take, you know, or the psychologist or the courses or the uni degree.
You think it's convenience, that's what it is?
Yeah.
It's convenient to go to the psychiatrist or...
Mate, 1,000%. Honestly, Mario, that's...
Well, it's easier too, right? Then, like, the way I see it, it's these basics you talk about, they're a part of us, right? It's like that. Now I like to frame it as everyone's battery for the day. As we use it, go about our day, we do things that use our battery. Then we also do things that recharge our battery, just like our phones. And being aware of the stuff that actually recharges our battery is something that people usually don't reflect on. They just know that, oh, I go to work, you know, I do study and all this other stuff. But when it comes to things that recharge the battery, it comes back to the basics. You speak on basic stuff: good nutrition, sunlight, getting out of nature, sleep, most basic human stuff. So why do you think we dismiss it, and why do you think we always go to things external, right? So the psychologist, the therapist, rather than go to things internal that recharge us up.
Well, okay, this is what I try to now again, like, before you answer this, you talk about fatigue, you just mentioned all these elements, but yet I saw during the COVID, for example, New South Wales last year, this time, I'm lying, even earlier, when the COVID started, everybody was in my street. Seriously, I was believing that everybody's preparing for the marathon, you know, everybody's walking there. But then yet at night, you know, I mean, you can see the motorbikes, you know, the cars coming, and the big bags with the Uber Eats and the Dash, the drive, you know,
yeah.
So it's convenience. So, like, you know, how, you know, do you think it's convenience? But first, answer to Matt's question.
Well, yeah, it is. It's we always want the easier option, you know. We want that quick fix. I mean, you know, we speak about this all the time. You can do whatever the hell you want right now off your phone. Yeah. Like the Uber Eats, you know, you can, I had a joke with a girl in the gym this morning about it, you know, she's just got back from a holiday and she's been lazy, so every night she's ordering Uber Eats because it's so easy. You go to your phone and you click it and it comes to you. And when, you know, when people want to leave the gym, you know, and my business partner and I, like she'd agree that a lot of the time people will leave because they've found something that's like easier. Like it might be, I'm going to work out at home.
Ball.
And it's like, no, you're not.
Exactly right. Yeah.
It's like, no, you are not.
If Matt Caruana can go 4 o'clock in the morning in gym, everybody can go. Yeah, and then exactly. Matt Caruana, he's in wheelchair. So like, again, if you want to find inspiration, you'll find inspiration in the people who really live that life. And again, this is not paid advertising. This radio station and this radio show, it's not to please somebody. But again, I'm always implying this and I'm imploring people to go on a website, listen to those podcasts we're recording, and if you want to ask the questions, look at the Matt Caruana, the guy who's been there, done that, he died and wake up in his wheelchair, but yet he's inspired the people. Matt Grant, who is with us in studio. What do you want, Matt? We take a short break, you know, listening to 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Matt Caruana, he was jumping all over the desk now. It's time. We'll come back after a short break.
Alive 90.5.
I will find the time, we will find the timing. 'Cause you are on my mind, I hope that you don't mind it. You know that I want you, you know that I want you next to me. But if you need some space, I will step away. And I know it might sound stupid, but for me, yeah, I just gotta keep believing, and I've heard some say you will love me one day, and I will wait to get your loving one day. Just say you will love me one day, and I will wait to get your loving one day. Some say you will love me one day, and I will wait to get your loving one day. Just say you will love me one day, and I will wait to get your loving one day. I promise that I try, that I will try to meet someone. And there's so many guys, you told me I deserve someone. I wanna call you up, but maybe it will only make it worse. I guess that I just don't know what to do with myself. 'Cause I know it might sound stupid, but for me, yeah, I just gotta keep believing, and I've heard some say you will love me one day, and I will wait to get your loving one day. Just say you will love me one day, and I will wait to get your loving one day. Some say
courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College, and they currently have a special double discount promotion on eligible courses, which includes languages, leisure and lifestyle, computer skills, business and work skills. They also offer various nationally accredited courses fee-free. This training is subsidised by the New South Wales Government. Ready to rock and roll? Call the Parramatta College on 9687 2072. That's 9687 2072. Visit parramattacollege.edu.au for further information. T's and C's and eligibility criteria applies. Station sponsor.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
24 minutes to 2 here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Although we've been interrupted by a very special guest.
Yeah, very special guest. You know, like, I must say, her name is no secret. You know, like, she know how to use the studio. She was a chair of this radio station for many years, and she helped me personally to develop skills in presentations and how to talk in a public domain as a radio. Yeah, she told me to slow down like 100 RPMs, you know. And as again, I'd like to say thank you to Matt Grant, who is today with us in studio, yet again sharing his very powerful, very emotional story, and who is on a path to help the many people, doesn't matter male or female or midgets or unicorns, but everybody who's struggling with a mental health. I'd like to welcome Gillian Schricker today in the studio. And Gillian, as a good friend of mine and as well as a guest of this radio show, she represents today the biggest volunteer cancer council. But before that, Matt, so before we ask Gillian question, like, you know, I ask you because it's like you are in the front line, and there's a big difference between the front line and you know, people in background who talks about mental health. This what do you believe, what is mental health, how the mental health is impacted immediately if you learn, not you, like anybody, learn, go to doctor and say you have terminal illness?
Oh, wow.
Well, that would be different, right, from what we spoke
about. Well, yeah, look, I mean, mental health is mental health, and if you're going to be impacted so much more heavily with such a horrible illness, and yeah, it won't just affect you, right? It's going to affect the people around you. Yeah. And, you know, I run these events called One Conversation, which is, it teaches people how to have conversations with people, yeah, who are going through tough times. It doesn't just have to be about having depression, but, you know, it's such a hard topic to talk about, isn't it? Because it's affected so many people. And
but before I ask Gillian a question, I'd like to ask you, because I know Matt answer, and ask Gillian why she's doing what she's doing. Why do you want Matt Grant to help other people in the mental health space? Why do you want to make people to feel better?
Because I know what it feels like to feel worthless, to feel miserable, to suffer in silence. And I know the impact speaking up can have. I know that people, if people learn how to have the right conversations, they can help save lives. Yeah. They can help save their own lives. And, you know, I've witnessed this firsthand, and I'm dedicating my life to this. There's no stopping me, you know, like being a personal trainer and helping people lose weight and whatever. I mean, that's good.
That, you know, that speaks volume about you, Matt. Where the MG lives, what's up?
Collaroy.
To come from Collaroy in Bochum Hills,
it's a bit of a drive.
It's a bit of a drive. So there's a that dedication.
There's the passion behind it, yeah, absolutely.
So, Gillian, you know, you're not a stranger to the radio station, and welcome back. You organizing every year, six years in a row, biggest morning tea. Gillian, why are you doing this?
Good afternoon, Mario and listeners, and thank you, Matt. That is a really interesting topic. Cancer, and like you say, you can change people's depression and you can get them out of that and the state of mind. When you have cancer, there's nothing that can get you out of it. You know the end, you know the process. Sometimes people have a slow process, sometimes it's long. What is better? I don't know. 6 years I've been doing Biggest Morning Tea. And every year it's got bigger and better, not from a financial point of view, me raising money, but just the awareness and what people do and the research that goes into it. And as we've mentioned before, off air, there are pros and cons to supporting a big charity like this, because yes, people get paid to do jobs or whatever. At the end of the day, it's individuals that are affected directly. And it's got a snowball effect with family and friends. Because we can walk straight out here now, and a friend we spoke to this morning has been to the doctor and come back. And like Mario's just asked you that question, how do you react when you are told this? So if I go through my mom's process, last year, March, she got diagnosed. She walked out of that place fine. We got home and she looked at my dad and she just burst out crying. She knew that she was never going to see certain things in her life ever again. She was 82, and look, she's had a good life, but she felt there were still things that she could do for her family. How did that affect me? I kind of went, I'm not one that goes reclusive. I pulled back because where do I go with this? And all the money in the world is not going to change my mom. Death is inevitable for everybody, like our taxes. But cancer puts a timeline on your life. Why do Biggest Morning to You? Why do any research, Relay for Life and all of that? It's a way of trying to help not what has happened to your family, but those who are coming forward. Young kids, I mean, there's Matthew. There's yourself that have gone through different types of processes in your life to get to where you are now, and you manage that. If it was cancer, would you have managed it as well? You don't know, because cancer has an end. Unfortunately, it has an end. And the research, and it says here that a third of cancers can be prevented because we are helping to reduce the risk by funding our world leading prevention campaigns. And Australia is actually on track to become the first country in the world to eliminate cervical cancer. There's many cancers, and I will look at cervical. My mom had a stomach cancer. Why must I support something like that? Because in the bigger picture, it affects everybody.
Wow.
Thank you, Mario.
No, you're welcome. Wow. Can I before I give Matt the vote, again, in this studio there's four different individuals from all four of them, four of us. One is a good looking, that's me, and the best voice. But, now, jokes aside, Matthew Caruana, he tried to commit suicide, survive wheelchair. Matt Grant, he's going to the depression, and all of these battles in his head around him, he's here today in studio. Gillian Shriker, life was not gentle to her and she lost her mom recently. The question I do have for you, Matt Grant, it's like, why the people who suffer the most gives the back to life most? Why we don't see the flashy guys? You know, like, you know, I can just now blast. Every Monday night we go with the Shine Light Foundation and we look after the homeless people. Then other night I was watching on TV, it's a couple of people, you know, with the flashy names, you know, doing some for the homeless people. Mm-hmm. But my question for you, Matt Grant, it is, why the you or Gillian or Matt, who life was not so gentle to you, giving the he continues to giving, not the giving the best, but giving the best. You, Matt Caruana, first. Why?
Why?
Why, well, the people who suffered the most?
I want to just quickly share a little story that's actually different, but it's aligned. I live in Castle Hill, right? Mm. And in my apartment building, there's a cleaner. I see him every day. Every day. He's there. And I can't imagine having that job.
Mm.
I honestly can't, personally. But he always has a smile on his face. He comes to work with the happiest face and does his best to make every other person's day happy. He will always greet you with a good morning, with a smile on his face. He will do his best to make sure you have a brighter day. So just to, like, on that question, what do I think it is? I think it's because we know what it's like. We know what the dark times are like, and we don't want that for other people.
See, this is what I was wanting to hear, but I want to hear from all two of you as well, because nobody can dispute that effort. Nobody can judge that effort because you, as you said, can you say again, because you what? You've gone through this, how did you say?
Because we've gone through it. We don't want other people to have the same experiences.
Mm-hmm. And what makes a difference, three of you, is that you stood up despite the pain and you are making people happier and satisfied. May I ask you a question, why doing this? But the question, why do you see my question that people who suffer the most, like three of you in studio, why are you giving the most? Why not some, you know, like, I don't know, some superstar from the you know, from TV?
Well, one word, adversity. And it's kind of similar to what Matt's just said. We've been through the adversity. We've got the story to tell, and we've witnessed what happens when we announce to the world that this is what's going on. I've announced to the world that I've got depression. Jillian, right? Mm. Yes, she's doing such amazing things for the Cancer Council because of what she's been through. I feel like, and Matt, your story obviously too, like you know, because of what you've been through, you want to help other people because you don't want people to be in the same place that you were. And I guess it just does a lot for your heart. It does a lot for your heart, hitting rock bottom, hitting these bad places. And, you know, speaking on behalf of these guys, obviously, we just want to see a happier, healthier world.
You know
world.
What? I just want to, like a Teletubbies, so we hug each other. But the thing we're try to say, Jillian, now you.
Well, I agree 100% with what you're saying in terms of when you're going through something, you know exactly what other people can expect. However, before I was affected with my mum directly, I was always giving, because I think it's an innate nature of most of us, and if I go back biblically, it's how God has made us to be giving. But unfortunately, as humans, we love to receive more than what we give. But sometimes it's what you give of yourself, not in the worldly things, but to give from your heart. And that is so important. And I always say to people, when people throw their hands up, nobody goes, oh my goodness, and put their hands on their heart. Emotion is in your heart. Everybody goes, oh my goodness, I feel so bad. And we touch our head, because we are the worst and the best in our heads. And when we take it from our heads, put it in our hearts, it's that when we get to the place we are now, knowing, because the feeling came from within, not in our heads. And yes, it is the way we feel, so we want to continuously give because of what we've been through.
Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you. Thank you, MG. Thank you, Jillian. We take a short break. On that note, as Jillian says, if you're Victoria, don't touch you with your hands, your head, because you can end up into somewhere. And MG does has a shower. He has three kids. You know, I mean, I can guarantee you he's showering. Matt, you have a beautiful kid, sir. Seriously.
They're good, aren't they? Yeah, I'm blessed if I
can pinch you, the youngest one, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah, my I'm Jack. Like, yeah. Well, he didn't sleep all night last night, so you can borrow him if you want.
You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights. Matt Caruana, Matt Beck, Mario Beckes. In the studio with us, Jillian Schricker, Matt Grant. And we'll take a short break, and after this, you're going to hear my beautiful voice again.
Hills to Hawkesbury Community News is a fortnightly free local publication packed with stories about local people, news, puzzles and a whole lot more, including history, a guide to community groups, tradesmen and a variety of local advertisers. Supporting the community for 35 years and as a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5, we believe it's important to keep our community connected. Enjoy your coffee with station sponsor Hills to Hawkesbury Community News. Pick up a copy at your local shopping centre, visit hillstohawkesbury.com.au or follow them on Facebook.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Hi, it's Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. Did you know you can extend your swimming season, reduce maintenance and chemicals with a pool roller and blanket from Dural Pool Shop? An extensive range of pool blankets, including Daisy Pool Covers, Australia's favourite pool cover, is available to view on our website, duralpoolshop.com.au. Or call me or one of our team on 9651 4799. With the current restrictions, why not enjoy your pool longer?
A proud station sponsor.
Alive 90.5.
Go, 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 go.
so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk the line and try to see, falling behind. What could be? Oh, well, bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Oh, bring me a higher love. Where's that higher love I keep thinking of?
It's 7 minutes to two here on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt in studio with Gillian and Matt Grant. Matt Grant, yes.
And we're like a bit like a Teletubbies last couple of seconds, you know.
That's it.
We were hugging each other, you know, and we tried to warm up. But something's wrong with the Matt Caruana and the Matt Grant, because they're in Matt Caruana, he's in short sleeves. And now, like, if you have no money, I'll buy the t-shirt because the holes on your shirt.
That's the style.
It's the fashion, man. Look, he's got holes in his pants. Yeah, MG, so I just put holes in your t-shirt.
That's it, that's it.
Look, guys, if you have the, some spare clothing for those two guys, because it's like MG has his jeans with all holes, but, you know, obviously it's a fashion, as Jillian says. But, Matt, you know, it's time to wind up. So, you know, we can take it easy. Few more questions for Matt Grant.
Absolutely. I just want to really quickly revisit that last point we left back on. We left the last break on. It really resonated with me. There's nothing like going through extreme adversity, as you mentioned, Matt, that keyword adversity, but not just experiencing it, coming out on the other end and helping other people not face it. There's something about it that's so deep and meaningful, that's so purposeful. Matt, you're doing exactly that. You run events. You have events coming up. Another one in September, I believe.
September 10, yeah, for World Suicide Prevention Day, where you'll be the guest speaker. whether you like it or not, you're going to be there.
thank you.
Yeah.
Whether or not.
How much is
here I come.
How much is he paying, Matt? That's what you must.
Well, we've got to chat about that.
Okay.
I still haven't received my payment from these interviews. This is my second one.
Oh, gee. Yeah. Come on, Mario.
You need to talk a cult of the show to Matt Caruana.
So one conversation. The tagline is one conversation can save a life. So let's get the conversation started. And I hold these so close to my heart because it helps people have conversations. It helps people express vulnerability. And
if I may add on this, you're gonna be all informed on time. My book deal and the TV show, it's coming soon based on my book. And I strongly advising you to check the videos when my book launch is going to be there, because I asked Matt Caruana, Matt Grant, to join me as a guest speaker on the mental health. So Matt, MG, how do people can contact you? Well, okay, that was it.
No, don't do it. Every time you did this last time as well. As soon as I start telling
it's
people...
It's a Matt Caruana idea.
Look, I'm very... I'm quite... active on Instagram, which is just @Matt_Grant_, and I put everything about my podcast and my events on there. My podcast is Real Life with MG, where I dive into inspiring stories with real life people, and my most recent guest was actually Matt Caruana. So yeah, they're I'm not going to give you my phone number because I don't want people calling.
He's married.
Unfortunately, we're not going
to
go down that road.
Julian, before we go to break, you don't need to look my camera at me.
Gorgeous, man.
I know I am. I just want to be the name. How do people come touch with you?
Sunday, that's when I'm having my biggest afternoon tea. It's not a morning tea. It's Coco Cabana at Rouse Hill. Love you to join me. The donation is $25, and I would say that the cafe is actually donating all of the $25 to the charity, taking nothing back for itself. So that is Sunday, 2:00. Please come and join me. It's Gillian Schricker, lovely Schricker, on Facebook. Instagram, it is G Global, because I am going global with all of this fundraising.
She's going global.
Love it. Amen, brothers and sisters.
Lovely to meet you guys.
You too.
Guys, what an episode it's been. Business Insights with Mario, Matt, with Gillian Schricker and Matt Grant. I've enjoyed this conversation very much. Make sure you check out the website, alive905fm.com.au, and check out the podcast episode later tonight. Going to be uploaded. You won't want to miss it. And guys, stay tuned for next week. We loved having you, and
not forget, my name is Mario Beckes as well.
World sexiest man, everyone.
Matthew Grant, thank you for being our guest. Gillian Schricker, thank you for being our guest. Guys, please
thank
come
you.
On a, on a Matt Grant Instagram page, Matt Caruana and Gillian Schricker, GG Global. She's going global. And we're wishing you awesome, beautiful weekend.
You're the special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're the special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're the special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're the special someone who makes me wanna. Although my heart is closed, my eyes are open wide, looking for that magic stone to keep me warm inside. I've been so long alone. So many fools in love who only bring me pain. So many times I thought I'd always be alone, but you're that special someone. Someone. You're that special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're that special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're that special someone who makes me wanna give in. You're that special someone who makes me wanna give in. One heart.